so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, former Texan, Jeff Fletcher, doing the honors of selecting and playing the songs. Last week, I was staring at our fire in the fireplace and thankful not to be out in the cold, rainy, windy elements when it occurred to me that I needed to do a show about fire. And that's where we are tonight. We're going to be contemplating fire and how, in music, fire usually relates to love. And tonight, we're going to hear a lot of songs about love, from the ignition to the proverbial ash. We're going to kick it out, start off two songs and rockin' pianos, and here is J.D. Souther.
Tell me why. shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and wooed me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Mmm, feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a sugar. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't it you my heels and I twin on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, it's just great balls of fire.
Yeah, that was the killer. J.D. Lewis with Great Balls of Fire, one of the records that rocketed him to fame in the mid-50s, until word got out that he had married his 13-year-old cousin. He was born in Louisiana, and he grew up playing music with two male cousins, Mickey Gilley, who became a country star in his own right, as well as the owner of Gilley's Bar, which was made famous in the 1980 movie Urban Cowboy, and Jimmy Swaggart, who later became a famous evangelical too. Quite a trio. He is Texan because his mom put him in Bible school in Waxahachie, Texas, so he would only play gospel music. But Jerry Lee didn't last too long at school. He got kicked out for playing My God Is Real at a church assembly, but a boogie-woogie version of that, and he was kicked out of school that night. Before Jerry Lee, we heard J.D. Souther, Till the Bars Burn Down, from his 1979 album, You're Only Lonely. J.D. was born in Detroit, but he grew up in Amarillo, and he was influenced by another Texan from the Panhandle area, Roy Orbison, and he sounds like Roy Orbison sometimes in a few of his songs. J.D. moved to L.A., and he met Glenn Frey, and they formed a band together, and then J.D. joined with Richie Furay, formerly of Buffalo Springfield, and Chris Hillman, formerly of the Byrds, and he's best known for his songwriting, especially with the Eagles, and he dated Linda Ronstadt for a while and co-produced a few of her albums, and he dated Stevie Nicks as well. You are listening to Gossip About Texas Musicians, as well as those musicians performing some songs about fire here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening. We turn to a couple of country songs, both featuring Leanne Womack, and both with prominent references to ashes at the end of a relationship after being burned. And the first is Old Time Traditional Real Country, as Buddy Miller and Leanne cover a song that was originally recorded by Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. Here is After the Fire Is Gone.
Just now struck 10. Darling, I had to call you to our favorite place again.
We know it's wrong for us to meet, but the fire's gone out at home,
and there's nothing cold as ashes.
There's nothing cold as ashes.
say it's the last time, but we keep hanging on.
And there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone. Love is where you find it when you find no love at home. And there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone. And there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone.
This morning is Monday, where are you now? Teasing my memory, teaching me how to lay low when I don't want to. Your love is elusive, this I know now. It's making me crazy, leaving me out in the open. And I don't want to. Baby, I can't go through this again. I don't need to go down more than I've already been. Just like a wildfire, you're running all over town. As much as you burn me, baby, I should be ashes by now.
The moments of pleasure just never do last. They're gone like a suitcase full of your past. Long gone and in a hurry.
Yeah, Leanne Womack with Ashes By Now. That came from her album, I Hope You Dance, that was released in 2002 and one that Billboard called a career record. Rodney Crowell wrote Ashes by Now, but I like Leanne's version better. His is kind of resigned, and hers is a little bit more defiant. She's from Jacksonville, Texas, which is way in East Texas, and she went to Plains Junior College in the perfectly named town of Levelland because it offered a music degree. You're going to hear from her again later on. And before Ashes by Now, we heard Leanne teaming up with Buddy Miller and the song After the Fire is Gone. And that was recorded on an album from, it was 2016, titled Buddy Miller and Friends Kayamo Sessions at Sea. And since 2008, Kayamo has become a kind of a vacation cruise in which musicians and music lovers kind of hang out. And since 2012, Buddy Miller has started to gather some of them together to record on the ship in a makeshift studio in the old bowling alley on that ship. And this album features, in addition to Leanne Womack, also Casey Musgraves, Chris Christopherson, Lucinda Williams, Sean Colvin, Brandi Carlile, and more. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about Buddy later on the show. You're listening to a wide variety of music from Texas musicians here focused on fire. They're really about love, though. I'm your former Texan host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning the tunes for you, and thanks for listening. We're going to turn now to two of my favorite, all-time favorite songs, both with fire imagery and both really about love and the dangers of falling in love and yet the necessity of it. And I mentioned Chris Hillman of the Byrds earlier. Here he is with David Crosby during his time with the Byrds and the song Everybody Has Been Burned.
Everybody has been burned before. Everybody knows the pain. Anyone in this place can tell you to your face why you shouldn't try to love someone. Everybody knows it never works. Everybody knows and me. I know that door just before you get to the dream. out of hand, out of my mind.
Stephen Stills from Dallas, Texas, and To a Flame. That came from his first solo album called Stephen Stills. And this is the one where he's kind of sitting on a bench outside in the snow playing guitar, and a stuffed giraffe is sitting next to him listening raptly to his music. Stephen started out with the Buffalo Springfield, and then he joined, of course, with David Crosby and Graham Nash to form Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and later on Neil Young, formerly with the Buffalo Springfield, with Stephen. Joined that trio, and Stills' solo album went gold. It's the only album to feature both Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton doing guitar solos. What else? In graduate school, a close friend of mine and I argued, it seemed daily, about which solo on that was better, Hendrix or Clapton. And Stills has quite a few good solos on there as well. I'm not going to say where I landed, except Eric was pretty good. Leading off that set, Joe, we heard David Crosby with the Byrds, and Everybody's Been Burned, and that originally appeared on the album Younger Than Yesterday that was released in way back in February of 1967, and it's another one that I wore out back in that day. I played that song from David's 3-CD set, Voyage, and in the extensive liner notes, he says that the song was the first one he wrote that's really worth listening to, and the first song that he was proud of. His explanation of the song is that people shy away from love because they know they're going to get hurt, and as the one who worked with Vip, I can tell you we hear that from a whole bunch of people saying that they're never going to adopt an animal again. But as David says in the song, you'll die inside if you choose to hide by avoiding that love. And Stephen's song carries kind of the same sentiment, I think, when he says, when this love is over, start again, find a new friend, fall in love again. You are listening to Great Songs. They're from Texas musicians about fire as well as the occasional philosophical musing here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. And next up are a couple songs with a bit of an old-timey feel to them, both about and what else but lost love. We're going to turn to Junior Brown in his song, I'm All Fired Up.
It ain't no good getting low down when you're looking to get thrown in a can. Like driving 90 miles an hour, getting speeding tickets from the man. I'm just mad about this girl, but she's gone and I'm mad at the world. I just laid a patch of rubber down the road about a quarter mile long, because I'm all fired up, I'm all fired up and lonesome. I got a chip on my shoulder, I'm acting just a little too tough. Yeah, I've been revving up the motor and tonight I'm gonna strut my stuff. Yeah, I've been roaring like a lion, and I'm tired of all this crying, and I'm tired of being kicked around like a little whoop-putt, because I'm all fired up, I'm all fired up and lonesome. I'm fired up and dancing and I'm on the street. That woman ain't gonna get the best of me. If you're gonna hang around, then I'm gonna warn you. There's no telling what a lonesome fool can do. I'm getting all dressed up, but I got no place to go. But I know a thing or two about riding down a long lonesome road. Well, I'm just doing the best I can, and I'm trying to take my licking like a man. But I'm tired of always feeling like I'm gonna be her sitting duck. I'm getting all fired up, I'm all fired up and lonesome. Get the best of me. If you're gonna hang around, then I gotta warn you. No telling what a lonesome fool can do. I got a mean streak of lightning, and it's going up and down my spine. I've been spending all my money trying to get that woman off my mind. I'm just mad as I can be, and I'm mad at what she done to me. Burn a hole in my pocket with a roll of my last $2, because I'm all fired up, I'm all fired up and lonesome. Yeah, I'm getting all fired up and lonesome. Feeling my wild oats. Gonna take me a little sightseeing trip.
Dallas, Texas, and Marie's the name of his latest flame, and that came from his album Bird Nest on the Ground, released in 1994, and that song, written by Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann. That was first released by Del Shannon on the album Runaway, Run, 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 Runaway with Del Shannon, released in June of 1961. And then Elvis turned around and released it in August of 1961. And it was a huge hit for him. Doyle's a drummer, and he's a vocalist and great friends with Stevie Ray and Jimmy Vaughn growing up. We got off that set with quite a guitar player, Junior Brown, and his double neck guitar, and I'm All Fired Up from his Long Walk Back album that was released in 1998. Junior became a success as the house band at the Continental Club on South Congress in Austin, about a mile from where we used to live. I think he still plays there. And in addition, his music has been on some TV series and movie soundtracks, including SpongeBob SquarePants and the Dukes of Hazzard remake. He also played the narrator in the Dukes of Hazzard remake. You are listening to Songs About Fire on Boogie Back to Texas. I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening, and we're going to go back now to Buddy Miller, this time with his wife, Julie, and a somewhat philosophical song called Fire and Water.
Man can walk a million miles and just be standing still. He can close his heart and believe that he is strong. You were left with a broken wing, the one love left behind in the arms of the night, with nowhere to go. Standing out in the rain, looking for your way home. You walked on through the storm, through fire and water, you have looking for
Well, that was Leanne Womack again with Does My Ring Burn Your Finger? Also came from her I Hope You Dance album. That song was written by Buddy and Julie Miller. The song that they're recording of it is a bit more bluegrassy. I think Doc Walton of Lonesome Radio, you ought to check that out. But I kind of like the passion behind Leanne's version. As a matter of fact, that was named by Ken Barnes of USA Today, called that the number one single of 2001, just because of the passion and the pain that comes across, both in the writing as well as in the singing. Before Leanne, we heard Buddy and Julie Miller with Fire and Water from their Universal United House of Prayer album that was released in 2004. Buddy was born in Ohio. He grew up in New Jersey, and he moved to Austin when he was about 23 years old. He played in a rockabilly band there. I think it was Ray Campy's band. And then he auditioned to play in a band that Julie Griffin, soon to be Julie Miller, that Julie led. And they moved to New York City and formed a band there that included Sean Colvin. And he also played with Kinky Friedman's band every Sunday at the Lone Star Cafe in New York City. He's played in a whole bunch of different bands, most recently in Robert Plant's Band of Joy. And we heard him at the Lampedusa concert in the Moore Theater with Patty Griffin, Emmylou Harris, Steve Earle, and Dave Matthews. And between 2002 and 2013, he won 12, count them 12, Americana Music Honors and Awards. And I really like his stuff. wherever it is.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by Puget Sound Cooperative Credit Union, where serving the financial needs of our neighbors in a not-for-profit manner, improving housing stock, lowering energy usage, and putting lots of contractors to work is how PSCCU practices community and cooperation Vashon style.
This portion of VOV programming is supported by the Mostly True Vashon Tours. Based on the popular Mostly True history book series, these tours offer a lighthearted history of our islands and show you where historical events actually happened. Along the way, you'll experience local foods, spirits, and recreation. For more information and tickets, visit VashonTours.com.
So you are listening to Boogie Back to Texas here on Your Island Connection, the Voice of Vashon, where tonight we're hearing songs about fire, most of which are really about love. Next up are two songs from musicians with vastly different perspectives about what they want. One doesn't seem to have a clue, and the other is pretty clear. We're going to lead off with Fastball and their song Fire Escape.
Yeah. I know a few things, but I still got a lot to learn. So I'm all right with a slow burn. Slow burn. Slow burn. I'm all right with a slow burn.
That was Kacey Musgraves with Slow Burn from her album Golden Hour. Kacey's from Golden, Texas, but the title of the album really refers to what she calls a golden hour in her young adult life. She turned 29 when she was making this record in Nashville, same day of a total solar eclipse. She said that the golden hour is when all the masks of her various selves come together as one, and you can see in perfect light the whole picture of me, and I think that's what that album's supposed to portray. Before Kacey, we heard Fastball with Fire Escape from their 1998 album, All the Pain Money Can Buy, and the band formed in Austin in 1995. And in 1998, this album reached platinum sales within 6 months of its release, and even while some of the members still had side jobs, like the graveyard shift at the bagel manufactory in Austin. You're listening to Texas musicians performing songs related to fire, and as I've noted in the show so far, virtually all the songs have to do with love, and this next one is no exception. It sounds like a criminal deal gone bad, maybe because of a woman named Lucy. Here's Bill Carter and Fire on the Wire.
A drink of water, standing in the pouring rain. There's fever in the wheelhouse, and I'm lost in the sugar cane. It's a full moon for the harvest, and the money's in the bag. And I fell for the fool's fandango and the chewed tobacco rag. Jeremiah, there's a fire on the wire and the turn of the heat. So dance like an angel while the flames of the devil lick your feet. Jeremiah, there's a fire on the wire and the turn of the heat. So dance like an angel while the flames of the devil lick your feet. Well, I saw it in a vision. It was written on the wall. Another true religion. Made no sense at all. And Lucy was a handful. She laid down with the law. And she sold us up the river in sunny Arkansas. Jeremiah, there's a fire on the wire and the turn of the heat. Dance like an angel on the flames of the devil at your feet. Devil, come on and dance like an angel on the flames.
was Bill Carter and Fire on the Wire from his Unknown album, released in 2013. In Austin, we knew of Bill with his band, Bill Carter and the Blame, a really great rock and rockabilly band. Born in Pacific Northwest around here, and he moved to Austin in 1976. He's been here on the island a few times in the last couple of years, and he's well-known and an excellent songwriter. He wrote Crossfire and Willie the Wimp for Stevie Ray Vaughan. He wrote Why Get Up for the Fabulous Thunderbirds and Robert Palmer and about 80 other bands, as well as Jacksboro Highway for John Mayall. We're going to go out the door, a boogie back to Texas, with the only song tonight about fire that is not about love. Instead, it's about cigarette smoking. It's written by Merle Travis and Tex Williams, and it hit number one in August of 1947. Stayed up there for about 6 weeks. The song's been covered by a whole bunch of people, from Sammy Davis Jr. to Michael Nesmith to Jimmy Dean to this version. From Asleep at the Wheel, here it is, Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette.
I'm a feller with a heart of gold and the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, that guy that invented the cigarette, well, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon that they hinder your health. You know, I've been smoking all of my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same. At a petting party or a poker game, everything's gotta stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff.
And if you puff yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait. But you gotta have another cigarette. A game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was a-doing me right. You know those kings and queens, they just kept on a-coming round. And I got a full and I betted high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on a-raising and a-laying that money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. And we finally called and then he didn't raise the bet. I said, "Ace is full, pal. How about you?" He said, "I'll tell you in a minute or two, but right now I gotta have a cigarette."
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff.
And if you puff yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait, but you gotta have another cigarette. Date with the cutest little gal in all the states, a hybrid uptown fancy little dame. Now she said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things were just like they ought to be. So hand in hand we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice, and our smooching party was a going real nice. So help me, had I think I'd have been there yet. But I give her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, "Ray, excuse me please, but I just gotta have another cigarette."
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff.
And if you puff yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait. But you gotta have another cigarette. You gotta have another cigarette.